Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. This is your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine.
How are you today?
Doing well, waiting the storm out.
I know. And for anybody that's been listening and waiting, we apologize. We're having technical difficulties. And normally during a storm, it can do this. So on a live show. So we only have like 15 minutes left, but we're going to do our show because we promised that we would. So I was really glad to be here and just thank you. I'm Francine Humphrey, and I'm the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. So we're just going to jump right into our show tonight. And tonight, I wanted to talk about being prepared for the unexpected, like the storms. So this is a good night to talk about that. And so, Veronica, I want you to tell everybody who you are, what you do, and anything that you have going on, and then we'll get right into our program.
Well, I'm Veronica McMillan, president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. You can reach out to me at 757-572-0974, website micrononprofitnetwork.org, or email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. I don't have anything going on this month. I got some things just coming up in October or what have you, but for right now, Francine, no, I don't have anything.
Okay, wonderful. And for our first-time listeners, we want to definitely thank you for hanging on and hanging out with us tonight. And if you're a long-time listener, you know we're normally on time. And with this storm coming, we want everybody to kind of be prepared and just look at what you can do to make sure you're prepared for not just this storm, but for any storm that occurs. And sometimes a storm is something that's not even anything to do with the weather. It can be a storm about your business. It can be taking a new direction. Mm-hmm. Your winds may be shifting. Your undercurrents may be changing and pulling you under, and you just don't know what to do. So tonight we're going to take a few minutes just to talk about what you can do if you have a nonprofit or if you have a business. So, Veronica, what would you suggest if somebody's started their nonprofit? Because last week we really had a great opportunity to tell you just what we do. But we want to move that forward to tonight and talk about if you're already in your business and it's not moving the way that you want to, and you're thinking you're in some kind of turbulence or there's some kind of storm coming in your business or your nonprofit, what are some of the things that people can do to help them move forward and prepare to push their nonprofit forward or their small business?
That's a wonderful question, Francine. I was sitting here thinking about similar to what you're saying, and I remember listening to a sermon that T.D. Jakes had, and something he said was so powerful. He said, you have to give up what you had in mind. And what that means really is be open to the opportunity for new things. Because I think what happens is we dig in, and we don't understand that that's not the way we should be going. And so if we just let things go for a moment and see where the winds of change are going to take you. See what doors of opportunity God will open up for you. And that's what I'm learning, because we all know, and we've said it before on shows before, if you're riding a dead horse, you have to dismount. But when you're kicking against the wind or kicking against things that should be going on, let go of what you thought and see what God is going to do, and see where God sends you into, you know, the open ocean, to another port, wherever it is that God is going to send you. So what all that is saying is just give in to the wind, give in to the change, and not just go so hard with what you thought, because sometimes what you had in mind is a little different than what God had in mind. So that's my 2 cents worth on that.
Absolutely. And and I'm going to piggyback on that, Veronica, because we fight so hard for what we believe in And we, you know, anytime when you're in trouble, if you're a swimmer or you're in the water and there's an undercurrent and it's pulling you down and somebody's trying to help you and you're fighting them, more than likely you're going to drown and the person that's trying to help you is going to drown too.
Right.
So we have to be able to let go. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Veronica, about just letting things go that are not beneficial to you, that are not helping you in your business or your nonprofit. And just start to really look at what it is that you need to do a little bit different. Because if you're struggling, and Veronica, we know this can be true in any business, any nonprofit, you had your plan set. You knew exactly what you wanted to do, and you don't care what nobody say, you was going to do what you was going to do. And even though it wasn't working, you were still doing it, you know? So you were like, well, when is the day I'm going to stop bumping my head up against this wall and make that shift and let the winds die down or even let them shift me in a new direction? And that's so hard for business owners. And I know that Veronica and I understand this. So, you know, if you want to talk to us about that, you can. This is one of the things that we try to let our clients know. If you're going to fight me on everything, now you're paying me. If you're going to fight me on everything and not do what I ask you to do, you're not going to be successful. So, Veronica, I know you might have something to say about that. So if you want to jump in on that, then go right ahead.
I think it just to add on to what you're saying, you know, we all, strategic planning is important, goal setting is important or what have you, but I also think that you got to leave a little bit of wiggle room in there for when things are not going the way that you had in mind. Now, there's some things popping off for us in the nonprofit world that we have an application here, an application there, there. But something totally different is popping off, and it's coming to, you know, to bear quicker than what we thought something else was going to happen. And so I think that we have to keep our eyes wide open to see what is happening. And so what if it don't come in the package that you thought it was? Because I think that we have this idea in mind that this is how it's going to look. And I heard clearly in my spirit, Francine, last week, and I heard it again today, that I had a blessing for you. I'm sitting there looking, God, this is going to be the blessing. And then I get this call from my job where I do some contractual work with another opportunity. And I'm like, And then I get this text message from the young man that from a business transaction that we've been working on and saying, hey, you all just need to go and put your application in. And by November, you all should be up and running for the things that, you know what I'm talking about, Francie, without me being aware of everything. So it's that when we had something else totally in mind to pop off first. And so all I'm saying to everybody that's listening, just keep your eyes wide open and understand that whatever it is that you're doing, trust the process. Trust that God is going to get you. For those who are believers, trust that God is going to get you to where you need to go. And for those who are non-believers or those who doesn't have this relationship with God or what have you, still trust the process because there is something there for you. Because I don't think you would have the dream if there wasn't a destination in mind. I think the dream was placed inside of you because you are the person to bring that to fruition. It's just that are you going to be wide open to receive promptings from another direction rather than what you thought your strategic plan was going to be. So that's what I would say with that. Just eyes wide open and keep focused.
Absolutely. And most people can listen and for example, because we're talking about storms and the analogy of the weather tonight, they can listen and hear the broadcaster saying, you know, there's a storm coming and you should prepare and you should be putting those strategic things into place. But then they just don't do it. And so I just don't understand why do we have such a hard time believing in what has already been ordained for us? Why do we have such a hard time? And especially like Veronica said, those who believe in their higher being or their God or whatever they believe in, you tell me that you have all this faith, but why can't you believe that something wonderful is going to happen for you if you just change the direction or go with the flow of the wind. Because we also know that if you're in the water and you're going, you can either go inland or you can go outland, you know. So which way do you really want to go? Do you want to go outward into the unknown and have no safety net? Or do you want to come inward where you can actually put your feet on something solid and then make new plans, and even if that means changing into another direction? And so I just want everybody that's listening tonight, I put on Facebook, so I'm not sharing anything that I haven't shared before. I have that crazy faith, Veronica. Veronica knows what I'm talking about. I believe that whatever God has ordained for us, it will come to fruition. It just may not be the way that we thought it would be, just like Veronica's saying. We're putting things into place. We're planning. We're setting goals. And then the shift happens. Are you going to go against the shift, or are you going to be able to say, you know what, I'm trusting, I'm believing, because I know that I've worked hard for it. And when you work hard for something, just like planting flowers or seeds or crops, and you put that seed in the ground and you're watering, you're nurturing it, and you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, it's going to bear fruit. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that.
And so
that's what I want to tell our audience tonight. Believe in the process. Just like Veronica says, trust in what is being presented before you. Don't always question everything, because sometimes we question things to death. We can analyze something until it is just gone. It'll pass us by. Somebody else is doing what we wanted to do, and we still trying to figure out why we're not in the position that we need to be in, because we have sabotaged ourselves. And so, Veronica, I know you always have something good to say about that analogy, so just jump right in there, sister girl, because we got about 5 more minutes.
Okay. As you were talking, I was thinking about timing. I think timing is so important. When you mentioned that you're doing it, and it's just not happening. We all, I'm hoping that we all understand that failure is a part of the process, and timing is so important. That if you're running too fast, because that's what the tendency that I have. I'm running so hard. I'm grinding so hard, but the timing of it. It's strategic, because you don't want to get ahead of a thing or behind a thing. You want to be right there when it, you know, when it's supposed to pop off. And anything in business, that's why so many people give up at year 5, because they're like, shoot, it ain't happening. This ain't gonna happen for me. You have to be able to hang in there. If you talk to anyone who's ever been successful, they'll tell you 10 to 15 years of doing some stuff before things really hop, you know, really just pop off. And so I think that what we have to understand is that you got to be willing to be in it for the long haul, and don't give up because it doesn't happen in year 6 or year 7. Let it happen and let it flow. Be able to pivot so that when change comes, you can ride that change out. You won't get to your expected destination. It may look different, and it may come from a different vehicle, but you're going to get there.
Absolutely. And I'm glad, Veronica, you mentioned about the timing, because we're all living on borrowed time. We don't know when our time is going to come, or where our place will be when the time comes, or if we will even be ready for it when it comes. But I can guarantee you this, if you are following your strategic plans and you're able to pivot and make those shifts, you will be right where you need to be when the timing is right. And sometimes we also know that there's a slow down period so that you don't get ahead of where you need to be. And so that God can place you where you need to be exactly when you need to be there. And Veronica just said that. I'm just saying a little bit different. So sometimes when we were running to something, God has said, hold up for a minute. Let me slow you down. And slowing you down like he did me can mean 4 weeks of you not doing nothing, but laying on your back and looking up at the ceiling fan. So, because sometimes if he doesn't do it for us, we'll just keep going. And I would have run in straight dead into a brick wall that I could not move. But by him slowing me down, he has allowed me to take a shift in what we were doing, slow down for a minute, and be right where he needed me to be when he opened the doors for something new to happen. Because if I had still been running and going on, so I would have passed where I needed to go and missed the great opportunity. So tonight, again, we just want you to be prepared for whatever is coming your way. And sometimes it's not always the way that you want it to be, but always know that it's in God's timing. And so that's all I got to say about that. So my sister friend, so tell everybody where they can get in touch with you, and then I'll do mine, and then we'll be done.
Okay, well, thank God for the little bit of time that we had. Telephone is 757-572-0974 or info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org.
Absolutely. And my telephone number is 757-567-6734. I love to get calls, but I trust and believe I do not answer if you do not leave a message. So please do that for me. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, and my website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. Now, I'm working on the website, so it still looks the same. So maybe in a couple of days, it will look totally different because I'm doing some changes. But God has been so good. We want you to be safe out there these next few days. Anybody who is in the path or who has been devastated by the storm, we are praying for you and your family, and we wish you all the best. So good night. God bless you all, and we'll be back next Thursday. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.